You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
I hope that God has been upholding you and giving you grace the past. We've been more than a month already into this quarantine. Kumusta naman kayo? I hope that there's enough provision. I'm praying for those of you who do not have work at this time, that God may provide miraculously for your needs. For those of you who are in the front lines, thank you for courageously serving with us. Salamat ng marami, and may the Lord continue to bless you and protect you where you are. Now, last weekend, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and we hope that you found a new hope in Christ that time. Today, what we'll specifically talk about is an opportunity for all of us. That even if we're not necessarily working on the physical front lines, but an opportunity for all of us to be in the spiritual front lines and win this battle together. I'd like for us to turn our Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We'll begin reading from verses 12 until verse 16. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 16. Let's read together. It says here in verse 12, "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.'" In verse 15, "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time." Let us pray. Lord, we're grateful for your word. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to get back to your word every single time, and that your word gives us hope, Lord, in the midst of these uncertainties. Thank you that in your word, you've already spoken that there's an opportunity for us, Lord, to come before you and be able to see you turn and heal our land. Lord, we pray now that you would enable us as the church, as your people, to be able to come together, to unite together in this hour, Lord, to come before your throne and see your will happen in the lives of our people, in the lives of our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Magandang araw po ulit. And as we've read that passage in 2 Chronicles, it's something that we always go to, especially in situations like this. Now, I know, ito pong pandemic na to ay isa na siguro sa mga pinakamahihirap na haharapin natin sa ating buhay. Especially, it's the fact that the whole world faces it and we do not have a solution. And just the fact na wala tayong solution, we're really hoping that people will begin to call on the name of the Lord. Now, as we've read in that passage, yung pong 2 Chronicles, the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles, they are a positive record of Israel's history to be able to remind them of who they are in God and who is God to them. And specifically, yung chapter 6 and 7, it's an account of how Solomon dedicated the temple. He prayed to God and he dedicated yung pong bagong gawa na temple. And then in the middle of chapter 7, God responds back to him and tells him this in verse 12. "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.'" That's the tone of favor. Mararamdaman mo na kaagad dito yung pabor ni Lord. It's almost like God is affirming Solomon and telling him, "Solomon, ayos, I got you. I have heard your prayer and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice." I long to be able to hear the same thing para sa sitwasyon natin ngayon sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo. I long to be able to hear an assurance coming from God that He is at work in this hour, that He is at work in this time, and that He is completely in control. In fact, as we shall discover further in the verses following, I hope that that will be, towards the end of this message, you'll have that certainty, knowing that God is fully and completely in control of our circumstances. And I like that phrase. It says, "I've heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself." Now, we're going to go back to that same idea in a short while. Now, verse 13 is on a more sober tone. It says there, "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people." Now, this is in the first person. God is saying it himself. And That it begs the question, at kinatanong po yan ng maraming tao sa panahon na to, si Lord ba ang nagpadala nitong virus na ito? Mahirap po talaga sagutin ang tanong na yan. Now, it could be, it could also be something that God allowed as a natural consequence of people's actions. In fact, many people, their faith hinges on the answer to that question. Mahirap po talagang sagutin yan. And for centuries, even scholars have already struggled with that question over and over. But let's just take it at its face value. God is speaking and He says, He affirms, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain. We understand that has happened before. I mean, God has sent pestilence. God has sent locusts. You remember yung mga plagues of Egypt? So God has done it before. It's almost like God is simply saying, I've done it before. And what this particular verse tells us is something about God's attribute, both as a righteous judge and as a God of wrath. What do we mean by that? The Lord is a righteous judge, and He expresses His wrath every day. That's in Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. So apparently, si Lord, He is able to judge the nations as He sees fit, and part of His judgment is an expression of His wrath. Now I understand, yung wrath parang mahirap po siyang imaginin kay Lord, kasi alam natin si Lord loving siya and all that. But wrath is a valid and attribute as the rest of the other attributes of God. In fact, para lang mas maintindihan natin, this wrath of God is not like human wrath, na yung pag nag-flare up, nagagalit ka, tapos destructive, at mahirap pwede kang tamaan. You might even have experienced that from other people. Iba yung wrath ni Lord. Yung wrath ni Lord, it's a sustained opposition to sin and wickedness. All throughout history, God's wrath has been solid, strong, and sustained against sin and wickedness, which is why, on the basis of that, He judges the earth. And so, even though we don't know the answer to the question, did God send this virus? Well, I guess the more important question would be this. If indeed He did, can your faith survive that? Can you still believe in a God who judges the nations in that way? Can you accept the fact that God is a righteous judge who expresses His wrath every day? In fact, part of the question is, but Lord, how can that be? How about all of the innocent people who are suffering because of this disease? Now, this particular answer might offend our sensibilities, pero let me say it na din. You see, no one is innocent. All of us are sinners. All of us have fallen short of God's standard, which actually brings the urgency for us to be able to bring the gospel, to share the gospel to the people, especially to those who are suffering from this flu. The reason why we need to be able to receive and understand what verse 13 says is because of this. Unless we acknowledge our collective sin as a nation, we will not have the desperation to humble ourselves together as a people. Verse 13 is important for us to implement or apply verse 14. Unless we acknowledge our collective sin as a nation, we will not have the desperation to humble ourselves together as a people. Verse 14 would say, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That phrase, if my people, there is a choice there. We, as the people of God, we as people who respond to God, who love God, who acknowledge God, especially in the middle of this situation, there's a choice for us to be able to do this. To do what? To humble ourselves. To humble ourselves. To humble means to bend our knees. And pray. To come to God in prayer. And seek my face. And turn from my wicked ways. You see, it's almost like that's one swift motion. That's one singular motion. When I bend my knee, I humble myself. I pray. I seek God's face. And I turn from my wicked ways. If my people who are called by my name. Will we as a people recognize that God is calling us and has called us by His name? You see, for the nation of Israel, to whom the chronicler was, to whom God was speaking in this account, the nation of Israel, under the leadership of Solomon, they had an option. to recognize that they are the people of God and therefore respond accordingly. You see, God has put His name on His people several times. Alam natin dun pa lang sa giving of the Ten Commandments, sabi na ron, I am the Lord your God. You know, without Israel doing anything, when God gave the Ten Commandments, He already affirmed right at the beginning, I am the Lord your God who called you out of Egypt. That is grace in its purest form. Without us doing anything, God has already called us to Himself. And the nation of Israel, God has given His favor on the nation of Israel despite the sin of the nation. But will the people respond? Those who are called by His name, those to whom on whom God has already put His name. What's the response? Let's humble ourselves. You see, this is a call for all of us Filipinos. In this hour, in this day, will we be willing, as God's people called by His name, to also bend our knees collectively, to pray together, corporately, to seek God's face in one accord, to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek His face, and to turn from our wicked ways. Now, this whole idea of turning from our wicked ways is probably the most difficult one. Because as one people, we will have to acknowledge that we have sinned against God. Ang technical po na tawag nila rito ay identificational repentance. We, as the people of God, we as people who respond to God, we're standing in the gap on behalf of our nation and saying, Lord, forgive the sin of our people. Oh, Lord, forgive us. And for us to begin to feel it to the point that we'll begin to cry out to God. For this to not just be something you say, but for emotions and passion and just a compassion and just a desperation to begin to go with it. Because we understand what verse 13 said. God is capable of sending pestilence to people, to a nation. And our response is, Lord, we humble ourselves before You. And we would like to ask, Lord, for mercy, show it again in our day. That first phrase, that's the first phrase of this verse says, if my people. And then it talks about God's response. In the latter part of verse 14, it says, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. It says there, God, on the basis of the people calling out to Him for mercy, on the basis of the people humbling themselves, praying to God, seeking His face, turning from their wicked ways, the Lord's response is He will hear from heaven. He will hear from heaven. He will forgive their sin. Yung idea po ng hearing from heaven, you see, God knows everything. Alam niya naman lahat ng mga bagay, di ba? Pero for Him to hear means attention. And if you know God has given attention to your prayer, you know God will act. You know God will do something about it. You know it will not fall on deaf ears. So when it says, I will hear from heaven, it means God is going to act, to do something from heaven. Now that's important. Because we need to recognize that even in this time, the Lord still rules from heaven. He is not limited in any way. He is never at all not in control. He is always in control of all of the situations that happen in our lives. The affairs of the nations, the affairs of our families, and the nitty-gritty details of your life, the Lord is completely, fully, eternally, decidedly in control. And because of that, we can trust. He will hear from heaven. And His first response, forgive their sin. You see, in Proverbs, it says, sin is a reproach to any people. So God's first response, which is the first need, our first need as a nation, the first need of the nations of the earth, is forgiveness. For the reproach to be removed. For that which stands between us and God to be removed. For the shame, for the reproach, for the accusation against us to be removed. So that when it is removed, then the Lord will heal our land. Then there is nothing that hinders, there is nothing that stops the blessing of God from coming to us as a people. Then we'll be able to experience the healing that will come to our land. What sort of healing? Well, based on verse 13, it would mean the Lord will send rain again. It means the Lord will send the locusts away. It means the Lord will spare us from the pestilence, will put a stop to the pestilence. The Philippines needs more needs a lot of that kind of healing and more. We need healing of families. We need healing of lives for them to be reconciled to God. We need healing from this disease, from this sickness. Our businesses, our economy need healing. This nation needs healing at its very core. This nation needs to be able to see God in a bigger light and begin to recognize that Jesus is indeed Lord of this nation nonetheless. And despite our history, despite our history of idolatry, immorality, murders, and all of our sin, may the Lord now show mercy and forgive our land and heal us completely. To summarize that part, you see, our part is to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek God's face, and to turn from our wicked ways. God's response is to hear from heaven, to forgive our sin, and to heal our land. Are you almost ready to pray? Ako din. I pray that this would begin to drive a passion in you and saying, Lord, I really want, Lord, I can actually serve in the spiritual front lines. Lord, I can pray, and the prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's true. A lot can happen because of one man's prayer. Now imagine all of us together praying, believing God as one man standing on behalf of our nation. The Lord will do great and awesome things. The Lord will do a work in our lives that is going to be a wonder to us and to our children. But before we pray, I want to ask this question. How can we be certain that this will be God's response? Paano tayo makakasiguro na totoo nga? The Lord will really do it? Will He? Now, I have no doubt that He can. But will He? That's a very sobering thought. Some of you here, you've prayed to God many times in the past and kasama sa hugot mo siguro, Lord, I put my hope in you many times in the past, but still, the answer has not come. And some of us might even be disappointed with God, disillusioned with God, and with His move in our lives. Well, my friends, I hope you can find comfort in this. God's work in your life is not yet done. Your story is not yet done. God is still about to unveil the rest of His purpose for your life. And if you will continue to hang on and believe, we will eventually see the fullness of God's purpose fulfilled in our lives. How can we be sure, be certain that this will be God's response? Verses 15 and 16 give us a bit of a clue, or rather, not a clue, a certainty, a proof of why this will happen. It says in verse 15, "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place." God makes a statement. Sabi niya, my eyes will be open. Nakikita ko ang nangyayari dito. My ears attentive. Naririnig ko. At kapag narinig ko, ibig sabihin niyan, I will act. My eyes are open, my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. What is that place? That's the temple that Solomon has built. And in chapter 6, part of Solomon's prayer has been this, Lord, when calamities come on us as a nation and your people turn their eyes to the temple and pray, may you hear their prayers. So God was affirming it and saying, yep, my eyes, they're open. My ears, they are attentive to pray to the prayer that is made in this place. And then He gives His reason. God gives His reason. Verse 16, "For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time." See, God says, for now, the reason why my eyes are open and my ears are attentive to the prayers made in this place is because I have chosen and consecrated this house. Now that is strong. Because for God to choose, and we remember this, we read this in verse 12, God repeats Himself and says, I have chosen this house. I have consecrated this house. Consecrated means set it apart. Ibig sabihin, sa akin to. At akong bahala rito. I am responsible. I take full responsibility for this house. That my name may be there forever. God affirms His name once again on the Israelites. And He says, my name is on the nation of Israel and my name is on this temple. My eyes and my heart. Nagdagdag si Lord ng isa pa. Kanina, eyes, ears, then His name, and then it says His heart. Now that's pretty much everything that God is. His heart, His love, His compassion, His righteousness, His holiness, His passion for us. His heart will be there for all time. Now, this is interesting because now we'll have to ask the question, Lord, you did that for the nation of Israel before. Will you do it once again in our time? What is the temple during the day? What's the counterpart of that in our day, in our time? Let me turn you now to 1 Peter chapter 2 in verse 5. It says there, you yourselves, like living stones, talking to the church, to the people of God, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now that's very similar to the temple that Solomon built, but this time it's living stones. And we're being built up not just as a physical temple, but as a spiritual house. And we, the people who are serving the temple, the function of the priests in the temple is now being given to people to be a holy priesthood. And we, as the church, is supposed to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, part of those sacrifices is worship, our praise, our prayers, our good deeds, and the way that we stand on behalf of the nation, that's part of the sacrifices. And apparently, those sacrifices are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You see, we are the church. And the church is the counterpart of the temple of God in the Old Testament. The church is the counterpart of the people of God, Israel, in the Old Testament. And together, we are the church which Jesus built. He himself built it. He said, I will build my church, and for whom Jesus died and consecrated for himself. Now that's huge, because if Jesus is the one who builds his church, and Jesus already died for his church, he sacrificed his life himself. And that sacrifice now consecrates us as a church. Those are very similar words to the temple in Solomon's day. How can we be sure that the Lord will hear the prayers of the Filipino people? How can we be sure that the Lord will hear the prayers of every nation praying to Him at this time, asking Him to be able to deliver them and save them, save each of these nations? How can we be sure? Because we are the church. And the same promise, the same assurance that God gave to Solomon when he assured him that I will hear the prayers made in this place. It's almost like saying the same thing for us as the church, that as the church comes to God and prays, the Lord's eyes are open. The Lord's ears are attentive. The Lord has already put his name on the church because of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord has put his heart on the church, his heart. And God is now so willing and able and excited to respond to the prayers of his people. And indeed, when we as a people pray and come to God, we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek his face, we turn from our wicked ways, the Lord will hear from heaven. And when he hears from heaven, he will forgive our sin. And finally, Lord, you will heal our land. The Lord will heal our land. He will. He will. Let the church come together in our day to humble ourselves and pray before God, confident that He will forgive and heal our land. We'd like to ask you to pray. Come together in prayer, personally, with your family, those of you who are part of Victory, along with your Victory groups. And then pray. Go be in the online prayer meetings of your local church. Pray, pray. Let us keep on praying. Let's multiply prayers all across this nation in this time, because the Lord listens to his church. Finally, we'd like to ask you to join us in one initiative. In fact, in a global initiative. Many of you may have heard about this already. Unite 714. If you'll visit unite714.com, this is what you'll see. Uniting churches, pastors, leaders, and individuals across the globe to pray for a miraculous healing of our lands from the coronavirus and a spiritual awakening among the nations. Go ahead and log in. Click that and join us and register yourself. The idea is for us to pray to God twice a day. 7:14 a.m. Put your alarm in your phones, on your phones. 7:14 a.m., 7:14 p.m. We will pray together. What will we do? We will declare 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Declare it, speak it, come to God in prayer. Cause the posture of your heart to humble, to be humble before God, to pray, to seek God's face, and to ask for forgiveness on behalf of the nation. And then believe, decree, Lord, thank you, God, that you will hear from heaven. You will forgive our sin and you will indeed heal our land. You'll multiply your works in our day. You will once again show yourself mighty. Lord, you will show your wrath. Thank you that the Lord Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And now we can stand confident in the promise that the Lord will truly hear our prayers. Unite 714. That's interestingly, that's like a 24/7 global prayer movement, right? You know why? Because we're in different time zones. And in every time zone, there's a people that's praying. So every time, every single hour, there's a people that their clock hits 7:14 and there's a people that's praying. And we will continue to do this. And we will not just believe God for a healing of our nations, but even for spiritual revival across the whole earth, that the glory of the Lord may fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Church, thank you for coming together in this time. Let the church come together in our day to humble ourselves and pray before God. Thank you for coming together in our day, humbling ourselves before God, confident that He will forgive and heal our land.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.